healthcare might be done very differently.
Any thoughts on Chrysler reports today that paid back another almost $6 billion? Democrats are saying that this was the right thing to do. These jobs have been saved, and Republicans run sort of the wrong side of history, even though opposing the bailout might have been popular at the time.
Yeah, it's a massive bailout. Anybody could, you know, make money on this under the circumstances that occurred there. I mean, I'm glad for the individuals involved, and you know, I hope they do the. I hope they make a go of it. It's now an Italian car company. It's been given to Fiat for you know, almost as a for free, and so I hope, I wish them well, and I hope they do a good job with it. But this, there was still here, and in the case of GM, even if they pay back the loans, a massive taxpayer contribution to keep those two companies afloat. And we'll never know if there'd have been more or fewer jobs if that had not occurred.
Governor, the federal government has been reviewing apparently AGA 1210, looking at whether or not they might cut off all Medicaid funding to the state. Well, what's your reaction to that? Apparently, there are two things. They're looking at the wording that they say is actually not backed up by science, a couple of provisions, and then the other part of that would be that the states are not allowed to choose which health care providers can or cannot receive Medicaid. What's your reaction?
It's for the lawyers to settle. I don't know the answer.
So what if they did strike down? Do you expect that that would
We'll respect the decision, of course.
One of your goals as governor is to increase the wages of Hoosiers. Yeah. And we just saw in there that that's not really happening. You argue that there's a lower cost of living in Indiana, but this goal that you set out at the beginning of your administration hasn't been fulfilled.
Well, first of all, we said disposable, and we have helped disposable income by lowering taxes. But you're quite right. It's still the right goal to mobilize around. And I think we have the most... Don't take it from me. The whole nation knows this now. Indiana is seen as a great example of a state that has its act together in pursuit of more jobs and better paying jobs. It is a, but as the presentation referenced, this is a very stubborn needle to move, especially when it's been falling. You know, so you got to stop falling before you can start back up. Having a eighth strongest year in America last year, I don't know. Maybe it's just. Maybe it doesn't mean anything, but we hope it's the start of a better process. This presentation today was extremely important. Once again, you heard Dr. Toft say it. It's been a theme of ours. You can lower the cost of business. You can lower taxes. You can lower workers' comp. You can build better roads and infrastructure. You can have reasonable regulation. You can check every other box, but if you cannot check the box in this economy, of having superior education system and better trained workforce, you bump into a ceiling that's pretty hard to move. And so that's why we invested as much effort as we did in education reform, culminating in the legislation of this year. And I answered a previous question. That's been sent my central focus for the next year and a half, is making sure now that the promise of those reforms starts to be real.
To follow up on the 1210 question, if the federal government does cut off Medicaid funding, would you go to court to try and block that move?
There's a question for the Attorney General. I mean, his job is to decide, and typically he does go defend actions, statutory actions of the legislature. That's a question for those who wrote the law and for the Attorney General, who would defend it if it came under fire.
Governor, speaking of the law, do you think the Indiana Supreme Court should re-examine its opinion on police officers entering homes, even though they're saying that there's no legal right to resist?
I'm not in the habit of giving advice to the Supreme Court. I was puzzled by the ruling, as a lot of folks were, but they have the last say, and it'd be up to them to decide whether to, in some fashion, revisit what they did.
There have obviously been questions about your appointment of the most recent justice, who was in the majority in this decision. Mm-hmm. Has that made you rethink your appointment?
All of you remember he was one of a panel given to me. I didn't go recruit him or pull his name out of a hat. All else I can tell you is that in the interviews and in the aftermath of his appointment, he stood out as the strict constructionist judge in terms of the respecting the constitution of the state, and the laws of the state. As far as I know, that's still an accurate description.
I understand that, I'm sorry, to post-2012, that you don't know what you would do, but I wondered if you at least envision what area you see yourself in and having the most purpose in, government or outside government, trying to guide those in it.
Oh, you've heard me say before, I always rather thought I would try to put in four and voters will in 8 years of hard work, build a better state, and then go back to my plow, meaning business or the private sector. Sincerely, I haven't got a clue right now, and it's still a long time off.
Governor, you cited your family scrutiny as a big part of the decision not to run for president, but there are a lot of other positions, obviously, that wouldn't come with that same degree of scrutiny. You were budget director, obviously. You're making a big push in education, Secretary of Education. Something like that appealed to you just conceptually?
It's just, not something on my mind right now. Y'all keep forgetting I got a job I was hired for that I feel rather obligated to. But we'll see. I've not been a career planner. Every so often the phone rings and some interesting opportunity presents itself. I'm guessing maybe the phone will ring at least one more time, but in the past I didn't see these things coming. Didn't see this job coming, didn't see OMB coming, didn't see Lilly coming, didn't see the one before that coming, and I'm sure I can't foresee what the next one might be.
But that phone ringing with the VP question on the end, you're also not ruling that out.
Well, I just don't have anything to say about something so far-fetched, honestly.
I was wondering how you're feeling since you made your decision. There's been a lot of pressure. Was there a sense of relief? Was there a sense of... After all of that, how are you feeling?
Fine, even a little more worried about the 20 stitches than anything else. But I did feel that I had made the right choice, and secondly, I felt, if there was relief, it was that I had let a lot of good people know an answer they'd been very patiently waiting for. Even though I think I was completely straight all along, we're going to finish the legislature, however long that takes, and then we'll turn our attention to this and make a decision. And in 3 weeks we did. I don't think that's too Hamlet-like. I think that I thought that was sort of a bum rap. But even though it was not the answer that these folks were looking for, I do feel that it was important to go ahead and move rather promptly to give it to them. And I have to tell you, I'm just drowning in wonderful messages and really so much goodwill, including from people who start by expressing their deep disappointment, but they're not holding it against me. So that makes you feel pretty good.
Were you flattered that so many people within your party truly thought that you could make a great president?